So tune in and visit with Sharon's Custom Cakes and pick up ideas for your next event or just a tip on baking. We're coming at you live from our Maryville studios with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, on Let's Eat this Friday at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM WLPR, Lakeshore Public Radio. Call in and join the fun. Yasu! It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat, 89.1 FM. Lakeshore Public Radio. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. How are you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. I'm doing really good. I feel really good. For some reason, ever since Wednesday, I just feel lighter and fresher and happier.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. That's probably because, you know, Friday's coming.
Nah,
the weekend's coming.
There was a good event on Wednesday, too.
Oh, right. Of course.
I feel like I'm less stressed for some reason. I don't have to worry about a tweet. A Facebook or nothing.
Nothing.
Let's life go on now. Let's have a good time.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand.
Yes.
I understand.
And you know what? Once we get rid of this pandemic, if they get those 100 million shots out in 100 days, we should be doing pretty well.
That would
say
be nice.
right after the summertime.
And then we'll be interviewing you about your plans in your dining room.
Oh,
because
we've been closed.
I know. Well, no, your drive-thru's open,
right.
And you've been doing good with that. That's great. And then you even when you were able to open, you didn't open out of caution, and then
So I'm just waiting a little bit longer. I'm waiting for a few rounds of shots to come through,
right?
And then I'll feel a little bit more safer,
right?
But right now we're just kind of hunkering down and just kind of dealing with it. But you know what? We got. I was just talking to Sharon here from Sharon's Custom Design Cakes, and you know this weather is just not cold. I got pot pies on sale, and no one wants a pot pie. They want like wraps and things that are light, and it's like
things that are good for summer,
cold stuff,
cold season foods. That's crazy.
So I don't know. You know,
I know. Well, you know what though? We got a little bit of cold last night and today.
Yeah, once I took a shower, I didn't dry off, and I ran outside. I felt cold.
Yeah,
sort of like what I did in Florida. That's how we were in Florida.
I thought I was just having a hot flash.
But things are going to brighten up out there, people. And we're here, and it's Let's Eat, and we want you to call in because if you call in, Sharon from Sharon's Custom Designs Cakes has a gift card, and today I am going to match it with a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery also. So
nice.
It's a double bonus. I mean, you can come to my place and get something savory or go to Sharon's and get something sweet. It sounds all good to me.
Yeah, I think I'll be calling, too.
Wait a minute.
I'll just call. I brought my cell phone in here. I'm going to call.
Well, text me then.
I don't want to hear about it.
Hey, so anything exciting going on out there?
Well, I mean, you know, just besides the fact that, you know, we're all lighter and happier, you know, just... Not really.
No.
I mean, not that I can tell. I mean, there's things going on. Three Purdue University Northwest faculty members got a federal grant of $205,921 to develop an educational program.
Wow.
Designed to encourage high school students to consider careers in the growing field of cybersecurity.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exciting. We can't really talk about any get-togethers because there's really not anything
going on. That means
how much we miss it, like the Popcorn Fest. You know, when that comes back, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, you know what? It's just the only thing that's keeping me going is professional football games right now.
I know. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, after the Super Bowl, what do we do?
And then we'll have NCAA. You know, they are having the NCAA tournament down in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
They're having those events.
Yeah, I'm not into that as much as I am football.
I know, neither am I, but at least it's sports. It's something
know.
To,
so
it's comfort food.
We got to travel to Crete today. We're going to visit our West End girl, just like the promo said.
Okay, yeah.
How are we going to get there? I know they're building, I mean, we were talking about, I know they're building a new South Shore train.
The Westlake Corridor.
Yeah.
That's not going to go all the way to Crete, but hey, we can improvise.
Oh, I think we're going to go right now to Crete on our own choo-choo train.
We're going to make one up.
Yes, we're going to make
but
one
we
up.
But we will ride the Westlake Corridor when the time comes.
You're right. This is just an extension.
This is just our own.
You know what? I can't believe they still use steam. on their trains.
We do.
We do. Yeah. The Lakeshore.
We're environmentally conscious.
That's right. You're just going with just straight steam and no coal.
No.
No wood.
No.
Nothing. Lakeshore Public Radio has a cool looking train though.
Yeah, it's like red, white, and blue.
Right. It's probably like 2 blocks long or something like that. So let's pull up to Sharon's custom design case. You think she hears that? You hear that rustle, Sharon?
I hear ya.
You heard us coming?
I do.
So, folks, I want to introduce you to Sharon. She's from Sharon's Custom Cakes out of Crete, Illinois. She's just over the border. And we thought it would be time to get someone in here to talk about something sweet and lively and fun and that tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
So how you doing, Sharon?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for traveling all the way from Crete. How far away is Crete from here? Probably.
It was about 40 minutes.
About 40 minutes?
It's not bad.
Are you pretty much on the border?
Yeah, I'm about 6 miles.
And what's on the what Indiana town's right on the other side of that border?
Dyer.
Oh, you're right on the other side of Dyer.
Right.
Oh, so you're not far at all.
No.
So, Sharon, we've been eating some of your cupcakes, and Tom Maloney over in the other side at Studio ate probably about 10 of those cupcakes, so he only left a couple for everyone else. But he says they're really delicious.
Well, thank you.
So, Sharon, why don't you give us a little bit of history about yourself?
Well, I wanted to have a home-based business. I know everybody's working from home these days, but I've been doing it since 94. So I worked with the Village of Crete and the Will County Health Department to set up a commercial kitchen. The building that I bought was built in the year 1877.
Wow.
And when I purchased it, it was a two-flat.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to commercialize the lower-level kitchen with guidance from both, like I said, the Will County Health Department and the Village of Crete.
So, I've never been to Crete. So, is there a downtown district in Crete?
There is, and I'm just off the downtown.
Okay.
I'm not right in the downtown. I'm one block west.
Okay. Folks, we need you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and we have gift cards to Sharon's Custom Design Cakes and Chef Nick's Eatery. So, give us a call and join the conversation. So, this historical building... So the bottom level is a bakery. Now, is it a bakery where you can walk in and sit down and eat some of the pastries, or is it pretty much just for commercial use?
It's by order only.
By order only.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this building, the upper floor is rented, or is it empty? Or
no, that's where I live.
Oh, you live there. Well, that's the way to.
Well, that's a nice commute.
It is.
Sharon, Sharon wasn't like how when you grew up, you had a restaurant and.
Yep. Yeah.
It was attached to your home.
Yeah, my dad built it. He tore off our front porch, and the restaurant was literally attached to the house. It was built on like 4 lots of commercial property, and really cool. Everybody was just
great.
Like, amazing. That's
how's that?
Cool.
How I mean, you feel like you can ever get away from the business, or is
oh,
it
no,
night? Do you
I'm
like it like
there.
That?
Yeah, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if I'm closed. I'm not going to answer the phone.
You're talking 1877, so how many ghosts are in there?
I haven't seen any yet.
Okay. Now I'm going to creep you out.
You haven't felt any kind of vibes or anything?
No.
No cupcake thieves in the middle of the night?
No. My son's friends, they take care of that. So,
oh, nice.
You know, they'll just, you know, something will disappear, and I know it's one of my son's friends.
Well, that's the important thing.
So how many years have you been running the bakery out of there?
Oh, since 1994. So
really?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I purposely.
15 years you've been there?
No, 20. I bought the building in 1991.
Okay.
But officially opened, you know, getting the work to set up the commercial kitchen in 1994. So, and it worked out great because I'm a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my kids, they needed dinner. They needed guidance with their homework.
Right.
And I was right there. I was able to do all that for them. And I was room mom and went on the class field trips. It worked out great.
So it was conducive.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, Sharon, that's how my wife, you know, we live close to my restaurant. And when my kids were younger, my wife would be in there and they would come in with their books and sit down and they would do their homework in the dining room or in the back like that. And it does make it feel like it's not like you're not running around doing things. It's kind of contained all within
like
one spot.
Communal.
Well, and then when the clients come in, They're actually entering what is the dining room area.
Mm-hmm.
And off the dining room, I have a room called a parlor.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like they're at their aunt's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they said it's very homey.
So what other jobs did you have leading up to this? I mean, this bakery, I mean, how did you lead up to becoming a, were you a carpenter? Did you do anything?
No. Well, my parents, they owned their own small business,
okay.
And they ran it out of their home as well.
Okay.
So my dad was a dental tech.
Okay.
So I just thought, wow, what a neat thing to be able to do. So when I went to college, I actually went to college for business classes.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't know anything about the paperwork or the books work, and that's what I learned. But I'm basically self-taught as far as everything else.
You know, I'm curious about, did you have to advertise? How did you build up your clientele? I mean, how did you go into it knowing that, hey, you know, that you would have business and how, like, curious about how you built that up.
Well, as soon as I opened, we have an Aurelio's in town.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of the Aurelio's immediately started ordering his cakes for his buffet from me, also talked me into becoming vice president of the Downtown Business Association.
Okay.
So I got very involved with the chamber, and I donated a lot of product
mm-hmm.
over the years.
You just kind of built it up
there.
So you ever go into, like, newspapers or any, do any advertisement like that, or is it all
not anymore?
No,
I did years ago, yes. Mm-hmm.
But word of mouth is stronger usually.
Well, word of mouth, and now we have, you know, the social media,
yeah.
Facebook,
right?
And so it's relatively easy, but I have a very loyal and wonderful clientele.
Well, you do, because Brian here at the studio, his fiancee. That's how we learned about you, that
right.
She comes in there for a lot of her gluten free items,
right?
And they're loyal, because he even said he'll be seeing you for his wedding cake, too.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, so you make wedding cakes.
I specialize in the wedding
yeah.
cakes.
Wow.
And custom orders.
Yeah.
I mean, but the one thing that I never got into was, do you know what fondant is?
Yes, I do.
I don't.
Fondant is, when you look at a cake, Sharon, and you see it looks perfect,
mm-hmm.
it's something they roll it out.
Almond paste.
Uh-huh.
Lay it over the cake, and it's perfectly smooth.
Looks like you can throw against a wall and won't break.
Exactly. Makes but sense. It tastes like you're, in my opinion, like you're eating sweet Play-Doh.
Right.
So I don't like it. I never went that direction.
Is that more that makes it really hard?
Right.
It does.
Okay.
And then it's difficult for the reception site to cut it. It doesn't have a pleasant taste. I like my frosting.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is homemade.
Mm-hmm.
I make it myself. And I think that's one of the reasons I've been in business so long, is the taste and texture of the frosting.
So, you know, you went to college to be in business school. What drew you to be a baker or a custom cake decorator? Because I've said this many times, I would never do it because the hours are early, they're long. It's just a hard job. I mean, people think, oh, bakery, oh, nice and puffy. But really, it's a tough job. Why would you pick bakery?
Because I enjoyed doing cakes. Mm-hmm. In my family, even growing up, I made all of the birthday cakes for my brothers and my aunts. And I just loved it. So I thought, if I can create a living out of something that I love, I would be so happy.
Has it been lucrative for you, if you don't mind my asking?
You know, it's hit or miss. I mean, no. Am I a millionaire? No.
Right.
Will I ever be a millionaire? No.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it.
So that brings us to, how's the pandemic been treating you?
Oh, it's been rough.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, like all the other food service industries, you know, it's been very difficult.
So what do you feel like was your biggest losses? I mean,
the weddings,
the events,
the wedding cakes.
Yeah, the weddings. Yeah.
The wedding cakes. And I would also do these events. Well, I think I was telling you that I do these events called bridal open houses.
Mm-hmm.
Like the day of the shutdown was March 21st, and two weddings were canceled that day.
That's something else, too. It's like they couldn't just give you, like, say, oh, we're going to shut down in a week or something like that. I mean, that's what happened. We shut our restaurant, too, that day.
Well, the very next day, I had it already advertised it at a couple of bridal shows that I'd done, that I do these bridal open house events, which are wonderful for the couples, because what I do is I bake every cake flavor, I have every filling available, and then I even have a feature cake. that they get to try for free, and they get to look through all the albums. And what I truly enjoy is listening to couples talk to other bridal couples about their wedding events. So it's a lot of fun, but no, all of them were canceled.
Even all the bridal fairs, all that stuff.
And I know open house. Yeah, I'm curious about what that
is. It's sort of like a bridal fair, right?
It's at my place.
But it's at your place.
It's at my place.
Yeah.
I would host them on Sundays from 11 to 3, and couples would show up whenever they wanted.
My wife, when we were first thinking about getting married, Karen, she had me at bridal fairs and this and that. You know what I mean? You think it's funny, huh?
I would love to see that.
I went to them all. You know, and you do.
You're a good man.
Taste the different cakes, and they have DJs there and stuff like that. So these weddings that were canceled, you were stuck with these cakes?
No. No, they canceled them. So they knew that something was going on. So everything nothing was made.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had purchased a lot of eggs for the events.
Uh-huh.
I ended up giving them to a local restaurant that was struggling to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
We had and she ended up closing anyway. She couldn't last.
Yeah,
breaks my heart what happened to the restaurants.
Yeah,
it really does.
Mine too.
I think it's very sad. It seems unfair. I mean, I know you got to protect yourself and everything, but it's just sad to me. I love going out to eat.
Yeah,
I love restaurants.
Folks, if you want to talk with Sharon from Sharon Design Custom Cakes out of Crete, give us a call at 769-9577, 769-9577. And Sharon has some gift cards from Sharon's Custom Design Cakes, and I have gift cards to Chef Nick Cedery, so you get a double bonus. So give us a call. Do you do cakes that have alcohol in them?
No, I do not.
I was just thinking about that. But you do other fun things there. We'll talk about cakes. You used to do cake classes and things like that?
You know what? I started doing these events called children's cake decorating classes. And one of my former brides, whose daughter was turning, I believe she was turning 9, asked me if there was any way I could turn it into a birthday party. So now I have 3 levels of birthday party events. And each party, the child gets their own giant cupcake cake,
mm-hmm.
and we sing to her or him,
mm-hmm.
and they bring their gifts into the parlor area, mm-hmm. while I cut up the cake and serve it, and they just have so much fun.
Yeah. Now, you said you got 3 different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the difference in the levels? Is it a time thing, or is it a...
Yeah, while she's digging for that, give us a call, ask us a question, participate. Call our line at 219-769-9577.
So what are the 3 the packages?
Yeah, they have a 3-hour children's cake decorating class birthday party where they decorate a cake and cupcakes. And then they get a cake decorating kit as well.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
That is nice.
And then we have a 2-hour birthday cake class where they or birthday party where they just decorate a cake. And, of course, we do the birthday cake, mm-hmm. for them and sing to them. And then we have a 1.5-hour cupcake party where they just decorate a 6-pack of cupcakes. And then we do all the other events, all the other things as well.
And how many, what's the minimum amount of kids?
It depends. The larger class, the 3-hour one, it's a minimum of 5. And then the other 2 classes, it's a minimum of 8.
Yeah, I used to do kids classes. We used to do pizzas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we give them a little hat, and then they used to do their own pizza and bake it and then take it home with them.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Kids love that kind of stuff.
Well, even I tell the moms that they don't even have to provide like a party bag for the kids because they are taking the cakes home with them.
Right.
So they already have their party gift.
Right. Do you have a specialty? Like, what's your favorite design of a cake? Like, what's your favorite thing to draw on a cake or decorate?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
My favorite was just doing a star tip. it's the easiest one I know.
You can do the top of a Christmas tree, too, can't you?
So how many different flavors do you carry of your cakes?
We have 10 different flavors. I brought you 6 of the different flavors.
What are they? I know next door they were talking about... you had a carrot one.
Right.
That's really good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a white, yellow, marble, chocolate, German chocolate, red velvet, lemon, banana, carrot, am I missing one?
Do you feel them? Do you have fillings for them too? You do fillings?
In the cakes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a variety of fillings.
And what are those? And what are your icings as well?
Well, you have like a chocolate. You know, I noticed you have a chocolate Bavarian, which I've never, I mean, not that I've never heard of it, but I've never tried it.
Okay.
So it's basically your Bavarian cream with...
It's a pastry filling, Nick.
Okay.
I promise you I do not make it.
Okay.
But as far as chocolate goes, you know how the difference between like a dark chocolate and a milk chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell clients the chocolate Bavarian cream is more like a dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chocolate fudge is more like a milk chocolate. So if you don't like dark chocolate, I would not order the chocolate Bavarian cream.
But I noticed you have a mint filling.
Mm-hmm.
Now that...
That sounds cool.
That's different.
That sounds nice.
I've never heard of a mint filling. I mean...
Is it green? Like,
it is green.
So
green.
What,
it's made out of my buttercream.
Okay.
And then I add mint and a little food coloring. But how I happened to even come up with that one was years ago, I had a bridal couple whose theme to their wedding was Andy's Candies. So they wanted a chocolate cake for their wedding, they wanted the fudge filling that I make, and then they wanted mint over it. And I got so many orders off of that wedding because it was so good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So is the majority of your business you feel like is weddings?
It was for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Until what happened?
Well, I don't have a staff anymore.
Right.
You're
right with me. I went from having six cooks down to me and one guy.
Wow.
Two guys. Well, that's about it.
It's hard.
Yeah. I know.
I do have a couple of young ladies who, they started working for me when they had to get school permits to work for me.
Yeah.
They wanted to work there for me so bad.
They were like, 14 or something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I need them, you know, I can call Ashley or I can call Heather and they will come and help me at the drop of a hat. They would. They just love me so much and I love them.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, you know, my wife Karen up front, it seems like the girls she gets, a lot of them started at 15 and they stay with us until they go to college. And that's how the rotation seems to be.
Well,
you're a very good person to work for.
Well, they loved it. Oh, gosh. I'm friends with almost all of my former employees on Facebook, and they'll order cakes from me for their children's birthdays because they're married now and
have families.
Isn't
that funny how that
works out? It's like networking. You just keep getting your tribe gets bigger.
Well, and they talk about how fun it was to work for me. But they were the first group I had was five young ladies who were all in something called show choir together.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just laugh and giggle and have the best time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they went to college, and then that's when I got Ashley and Heather and Ashley's two sisters,
mm-hmm.
and they worked for me for a long time, and now they're grown up and
that's funny, cause
starting
families. I had like three sets of sisters that worked for me at one time.
Yeah, were they all Greek too?
No, they weren't all Greek, but there was three sets. It was kind of different, but it was kind of nice in a way too. But they all went to college and got
that
married.
That means you're a good person to work for too, because they've been with
not
you
me,
so long.
Karen.
Oh, Karen,
your wife.
I'm in the back. What's the most popular cake flavor?
Actually, basic yellow is the
really?
Most popular. But when I would do these bridal open house events, I would have all the cake flavors in miniature cupcake form, except for marble.
Uh-huh.
I tell people, I'm crazy enough. I'm not going to make marble mini cupcakes. Can you see me with a little toothpick stirring around the chocolate?
Uh-huh.
So what I do is I make marble my feature cake.
Okay.
And I have so many people that will come to the open house, enjoy the feature cake, because what I do is I put a strawberry over a Bavarian cream as the filling.
Wow.
And you don't know how many wedding cakes I would do after that were marble cake with strawberry over Bavarian cream filling.
Which,
it is
that
so
sounds
good,
good doesn't it?
It is
really good.
I love strawberries.
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor, Sharon?
Oh, you know, I'm chocolate. I love chocolate.
I'm a chocolate guy, too. I don't know why.
I'm a total chocolate person. I love chocolate cake, chocolate icing, chocolate cream. I just love chocolate.
People call in. You're sitting here on Let's Eat and on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're sitting here with Sharon's Custom Designs Cakes out of Crete. And we want you to call in, 769-9577. And Sharon's got gift cards. I've got gift cards. And just joining the conversation and find out all about the bakery world. Mm-hmm. So the icings. Now, you make more than one type of frosting. There's a difference between an icing and a frosting. I mean, the icing's thin.
Right, thin and watery.
Yeah, people always say, I want icing, but really, right.
They want frosting.
Exactly. Do you make more than one style of frosting?
I make the buttercream. Mm-hmm. I have a cream cheese frosting, and then I make the chocolate fudge frosting as well.
Okay. Now, those are the ones that you make from scratch. And what's the most popular one?
The buttercream. They like the buttercream. I think that's one of the reasons I'm still in business is that frosting.
That's good.
No, they do. They enjoy it. Yeah,
that's why Buffalo Wild Wings is because of wings.
Exactly.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back to Let's Eat. We're sitting here on 89.1 FM, live from your Merrillville studio, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're here with Sharon's Custom Design Cakes, and me, Chef Nick, and Sharon Jackson, and we're giving out gift cards for Sharon's Designed Cakes. And it's pretty soon it's going to be like shower time, right after January, February. Isn't that when they start coming out and they're starting to look for their weddings and their shower? What do you expect this year with the pandemic?
I have no idea what to expect. Right now I do have three wedding consultations lined up for the weekend of the Super Bowl, the 6th. Mm-hmm. They're not coming on Sunday. They're coming on Saturday. And I don't know. I really don't. So many people they had to postpone.
Yeah, we all know what we hope.
Right.
We hope that the virus, the vaccines work and we can all go back to normal or whatever our new normal is that looks more like our old normal, but... Yeah,
I'm hoping so,
Hoping that everything works out.
Well, yeah, me too.
I'm hoping that they at least are able to bring back some of these bridal shows, because that was a nice place to meet people,
mm-hmm.
and they're not, and then I could invite them to the bridal open house, but as of yet, I haven't even scheduled anything, because I don't know.
Well, you know what Brian was telling me about? The reason he goes here, you do gluten-free cupcakes. He said they're the best gluten-free cupcakes.
They are. They are so good. I played with the recipe for a while now. I added it to the menu maybe 3 years ago, and initially they were very dry, but now this recipe that I have, they're very moist.
So you want to tell us a secret how you make them?
Nope.
Moist? I have a friend, Shay, that she told me she was celiac 20-something years ago when it first started coming out. And back then, they didn't make bread, nothing. You know, if you wanted gluten-free, it was a potato chip. You know, it's pretty obvious. But, she used to make her own bread, her own cupcakes, cheesecakes, all that. You know, I think the hardest part about the gluten-free is not the regular food. It's the bakery stuff.
Right.
It never, ever is moist.
No.
It always seems dry. And any bread you get, you can't just eat it. You got to toast it or butter it or something.
Right.
It just doesn't...
I played with it for a while, just like I did with the frosting, too. I mean, my poor family, before we went into business, it's like, all right, try this.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it. Well, let's try this person on the phone. Who we got on the phone, Sharon?
Mama Sue from Aurelio's.
Oh, there you go. Hello?
Hi, this is Mama Sue from Aurelio's and all of her children.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, kids. Oh, hey, kids. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Do you guys have a question for Sharon?
Yeah, we just wanted to know how she's doing and how she's experiencing business through the pandemic.
It's been rough, Sue. I mean, I'm just blessed that I have so many clients that have used me over the years that just keep me in mind. I mean, and of course, all the events are smaller. And I do miss making the buffet cakes for you guys over there at Aurelio's.
Oh, I'll bet. But even though it's been a challenge, I'm sure that you've had some creative new ideas.
Thanks, Sue. You know, it's just... I'm trying to go with the flow of what everybody else is comfortable with. That's what I'm trying to do. I was trying to figure out how to do the bridal open houses because I know people would enjoy them, but it's a challenge, Sue. So you got any input for me, lady?
I would say just, you know, do what the rest of the fellow bakers are doing. I think that's a great avenue to start down, you know, a good path. And you know what? Keep your chin up because things are going to get better.
Oh, I know they are. Thank you, Sue.
So let me ask you this, Mama Sue. Do you are your dining rooms open over there?
We are actually opening up tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
This evening. I'm sorry. This evening.
And what percent? What is it, like 25 people or 25%? Whatever. How are they doing it?
I'm not sure on the percentage, but I could get back with you with that information.
No, that's fine. But I think it's 25 people or 25%, whatever's less, they're saying like that. Are you guys excited about it? You ready to see some people?
We are excited. Our whole kitchen staff, our waitress staff, you know, the whole Aurelio's family is excited about reopening again, and so to speak.
Well, I tell you what, Sharon's ready to sell you some cakes, too.
I am.
Okay, and we're ready to have them.
They're good. We're eating her cupcakes now. We're enjoying them.
All right.
Thank you, Mama Sue. We're going to send you out a gift card to Sharon's Custom Design Cakes and to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Sharon.
All right, thanks, Sue. You take care.
I think maybe
okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, it's that easy. Just dial in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Sharon's Custom Design Cakes and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like a drive-up. Could you do like a curbside pickup kind of thing?
I was for a little bit, yeah, if people were not comfortable coming in.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have my mask is right on the dining room table. Mm-hmm. I've got hand sanitizer right there. And, you know, I schedule people so that nobody's there at the same time.
The problem with bakery is it's all eye candy. People have to come in. Do you have display cases?
No.
But you got to show them. People want to see it.
They want to see the product that I've created for them.
Yeah, that's the whole thing with bakery items. They're all eye candy. But you know what? I noticed the one thing that you do a lot is cupcakes. You do a lot of things with cupcakes.
I do.
Can you tell us about some of the cupcake items you have? I know you got some huge ones.
Yes.
Like a monster cupcake or something like that?
I create something called a giant cupcake cake, and I make them in, I don't remember how many sizes.
See, the pandemic's been...
isn't working.
Well, what happened was you haven't been probably making a lot of these things because there hasn't been a call.
No, I make them in five different sizes. Like the 6-inch one is the smallest, and it's actually three layers of cake. So we have this couple of 6-inch pans,
mm-hmm.
and then I put this ball pan on top
of it. I see, to make it look like a cupcake.
Yes, to make it rounded.
Well, I read, you know, it was kind of neat that you have these mini wedding cakes for showers and stuff on the table. I never heard of this now. This is kind of, it's almost like having a shrimp cocktail in the middle of the table and everyone grabs a shrimp. I've never seen it with the cake. Can you explain that?
The individual one are you
talking
about?
Yeah, that goes right in it's like the centerpiece. You use it as centerpieces on each table?
Well, they've done those, but no, we make the little tiny mini wedding cake. It's like a little two-tier cake.
That's what
it is. It's an individual serving.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
They're a lot of work,
uh-huh.
so they're very expensive.
So you're talking individual serving per person that's sitting down? So if there's 100 people there, you're making 100 of them?
100.
Oh, my God, you got carpal tunnel, don't you?
Yes. it's a lot of work. And we haven't done them in years. They were popular for a little while. That's why I added them. It's like things go in phases.
Yeah. Now, you know, the one thing we talked about, and we've talked to people, we've had bakers on before, but some bakeries and some weddings have like a styrofoam fake cake that displays, and then the cupcake comes out of the... Do you do anything like that?
You know what? Years ago, I would do one where we would have styrofoam decorated and then just one section that was real, but I stopped doing those after one reception site, the air conditioning went... And all the frosting slid off of the styrofoam cake.
Oh, man.
And that, you know, I'm like, that's too stressful. I'm not going to do it anymore. Yeah. So I don't. Now, and what they were doing, like a one-tier cake,
mm-hmm.
and then either a sheet cake or cupcakes.
Yeah.
So, and that's to save money. Yeah. And I understand. I mean, I'm about a budget.
Yeah. So you do showers, you do school events.
I was.
Yeah, I know. But you I mean, once everything's going, you do office parties. You do gender reveals, cakes,
yes,
too. Now, how's that? Do they blow up, blue or pink? I mean,
how
does that work?
I'll get a family member will come knocking on my side door.
Well, you got a side door, huh?
Well,
like a speakeasy.
Well, this is why I knew this house was perfect.
It's a secret bat phone.
No, it is. There's one, two. There are four entrances into the house.
Oh, wow.
And the side porch is the bakery entrance. Mm-hmm. And the village allowed me to hang business sign there. You know, it's like a courtesy. But no, people will knock at the door. A family member will hand me an envelope that they haven't looked at. And I get
to
really?
Know.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, wow. I never thought of it that secretly.
I either tint the cake pink or blue.
Uh-huh.
But then one couple, for some reason, they had me tint it green. And they said their entire family would understand. So I don't know what that
Martian.
Is
Martian. I think it's Martian. Where's Jose?
Somebody
he's all into that
doesn't
stuff.
Want to conform to any gender roles or something.
Folks, we're down to our last about 15 minutes. Call in 769-9577, 769-9577. You're joining us on Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, Sharon Jackson. And we also have another Sharon from Sharon's Custom Design Cakes out of Crete. And we're giving out gift cards from Sharon's and from Chef Nick's Eatery. And what's good is for all you people out there that are celiac, from what Brian says, she has the best gluten-free cupcakes around. They're nice and moist and very tasty. So give us a call, 769-9577. So you don't do any vegan stuff, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay. Now, you do all kinds of cakes.
I do.
You do a 3D block baby shower cake.
Yep, that's basically three blocks, two on the bottom, one on the top.
Oh, that's cool.
Decorate them like blocks. Oh. Or we started turning them into presents, too. So it's like you've got three presents stacked on top of each other. So those were very popular for a while. Like I said, they go in phases.
Now, you didn't have like training, like you said, like with a culinary school or you went to a bakery school. Where did you get the techniques from? Did you just read books? I mean, in 94, the internet was just kind of going up. But did you read books? I mean, how'd you get the techniques? I mean, because the only reason I can relate to you is because in high school, I was in home economics, the first guy that took it at Maryville High School. And I took advanced cake decorating courses. So I know what it is to deal with cakes. I mean, how did you learn those techniques?
I practiced them.
Really?
And then
Are you an artist? Can you draw very well?
I can draw.
See, that's the difference. Because I stink at making cakes.
Okay.
That's why I'm only good for a star tip.
I can't draw either. I've tried writing on cakes, and it comes out crazy.
So, yeah, you got to be able to do that. You got to have a very steady hand.
So that's what that's what's helped you. You kind of have an artistic mind to begin with.
I do have an artistic mind, but also I would attend things called cake conventions.
Okay.
I remember there was a convention that was in 97. This is when the fondant hit.
Yeah.
Fondant had hit us, the bakery industry.
And fondant is a almond paste that's rolled out into a sheet that covers the cake.
And it looks perfect.
Right.
Is it like marzipan or something?
No, it's different. Okay. It's different. Uh-huh. But there, the convention, they were featuring this fondant stuff. And I was so excited because it looked so fabulous.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I turned that one into a family vacation, and I'm glad I did because it was the only time my parents were in Disney World. But my brother was there with his wife. Long story short, I said to my sister-in-law, I said, how many times are we going to be in Disney around one of the kids' birthdays? So my younger son had a birthday coming up, so we decided to throw together a little birthday party. Have you ever been to Disney World?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We were at the Contemporary, and they sat us in the center of the room. My son was so excited because they started – Mickey and Goofy were running around whipping towels and saying somebody's special here. And Paul was so young, he thought the entire restaurant was there for his birthday party.
Aww.
But I ordered a cake through Disney. It was about as big as a 7-inch round. It was decorated with fondant. It was absolutely gorgeous. My brother, Byron, took one bite. He spit it out on the plate. He looked at me and he said, you make better cakes than Disney.
Wow.
So I was so disappointed that fondant tasted so awful.
Uh-huh.
But when I got back, I decided not to take my business in that direction at all, and I'm glad I didn't.
Right.
Because my frosting tastes so much better.
Yeah, and you know what? Around here, we're kind of blue-collar, too. I mean, I think people just like, you know, just stuff that sticks to your guts, really sweet, old-fashioned stuff they grew up with.
People like things, you know, made from scratch, very fresh, very pure.
Yeah.
Well, and the fondant, too, is very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, and if it doesn't make any sense to me. If it's really expensive and tastes awful, why would you want to eat it?
Well, you want to taste something good, so you need to call in 769-9577 and get a gift card to Sharon's Custom Design Cakes. And you do other cakes. You do book cakes. Mm-hmm. They look like books.
Yeah, I like an open book. They're standard pans,
okay.
Some of them. But a lot more, we're doing a lot more of the sculpted ones because people, that's what they want.
What do you mean sculpted?
You make like you use several cake pans mm-hmm. to create like a 3D a dinosaur.
So, okay.
You know, it's they're a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. You do Easter cakes?
Mm-hmm.
What, the eggs?
Easter baskets.
Lambs?
No lambs.
Those are easy though, aren't they?
Yeah, but they have to be created with more like a pound cake.
Oh, okay.
And
how to hold up.
You know why I say they're easy? Why do you think I say they're easy? Because they're made with a star tip. All you do is star tip it
up. My cakes are so moist that I actually got rid of the lamb cake pan because the head would fall off. It's like traumatizing to a child.
Big on graduation cakes?
Graduations, yes.
Father's Day cakes?
You know, we get some orders for
4th of July?
No.
Not even cupcakes?
Yeah, they do the cupcakes. They don't do the cakes.
Do you have a favorite? Like, what's your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor? The marble with this. Well, I have to say that because that's
your feature cake.
But it's a feature cake, and that's pretty much the only time I eat cake is when we have a bridal open house.
Yeah.
I'm around it all the time.
I know.
I can't
know.
Eat it.
I didn't eat all day, and I came and ate this cupcake. I didn't even eat at work, and the cupcake. That's what I wanted. I knew that we were going to get some cake, so that's what I waited for.
Yum. But something that I did when I first opened was, you know how couples will take the top tier and put it in the freezer
right.
And say, I'd taken all those health department classes. Eating something that's been in the freezer for a year is just
right on.
Disgusting.
Right.
So what I do, and I started this, where the couples, I actually have them fill out a little postcard during their consultation. I tell the reception site or the country club, use the whole cake. I'm going to make them a fresh one. So the month before their first anniversary, it's a hot pink postcard, kind of matches my hat.
Yeah, I like your logo.
Thank you. It arrives in the old-fashioned mail. I tell them, I'm not going to call you. I'm not going to text you. I'm going to mail you a postcard for them to give me a call. And when they call me...
That's great. I know where you're going
I make them a fresh baked cake.
Never heard of that.
And couples, you know what? Other bakeries are copying me. At least in Illinois, they're copying me.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, because the girl that did ours... did that.
Really?
She said, eat the whole cake. Don't put it in the freezer. I'll send you some cupcakes or something like that.
Mine just gave me a plastic bag, said cover it, throw it in the freezer, eat it in a year.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, we did eat it.
Oh, okay.
But it was dry.
So yeah. Good. It's like a shame to not eat it
fresh. I didn't like eat it like right. I was like, I just kind of ate it because it was like, okay, is this what we're supposed
to
do?
Took a bite.
So like taking communion or something. Right. I got to eat this cake, you know. I got to take it. So what's the
they call me now, I tease them. I go, have you guys gotten me a picture yet? I have thousands and thousands
really?
Of pictures of couples with their cake,
wow.
cutting their cake. Because
wow.
when they come pick up
that's
their
great.
Anniversary cake, they bring me a picture.
That is
oh, that's
great.
Nice.
Yeah.
You have them hanging in your shop?
I have some hanging. I used to do scrapbooking. I have a stack, well, probably this tall. What do you say? Mm-hmm. 2 feet?
2 feet.
Of... scrapbook albums. I don't have time for that anymore.
Right.
I actually have two lovely granddaughters that I like to hang out with now and then.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I just put them in just like little albums. They're just in albums anymore. I don't take the time to scrapbook anymore.
So what's the wildest, funniest, craziest cake you ever had to do? Even if it was obscene. Did you do those?
Oh, what, the penis cakes?
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, there's a pan.
Oh, you got a pan for that.
I have a penis pan.
I don't know if we're supposed to say that.
I don't know.
Radio.
Bachelorette parties. The bachelor parties, they do the boob cakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't do anything lower than that.
There you go.
Well, you know what? Here's
on give the us, female. Okay. Right.
Now here's a secret. You know, when you bake a cake in a round pan or in a square, it bubbles in the middle.
All right.
Okay. And people want to make a cake, and when you go to someone's house that made a cake from scratch, it's not like your cake where it's nice and smooth on top. There's got that bubble in the on top, and they're trying to make it look. How do you get that bubble out?
I cut it off.
Okay. And now, do you just eyeball it and cut it off?
Yes.
And that's how you do it?
Yeah, that's the way I do it.
Oh, now, after you bake your cake, how do you handle it? I mean, do you do a crumb layer? What do you do?
I put them on the cooling rack.
Uh-huh.
Then I refrigerate them.
Right.
And then the cakes, they're put together. If there's a filling inside of them, we put mm-hmm. the filling in. And then we do put a coating on.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
do you refrigerate them after that?
Oh, yeah. Always.
We used to freeze them. That's how we did them.
Oh, okay.
We used to, like you said, you get them out, you level them out, whatever you have to do. We call it a crumb layer of frosting.
Because
if you don't, folks, you'll have little crumbs on the outside of the cake, right?
Right.
And then we used to freeze them, bring them out, and then finish them off.
Oh, see, no, I don't do that. I put the first coat on, and you know, and then whatever the second coat is, if it's a black frosting or blue or pink, then mm-hmm. we'll do that.
I'm wondering about this crumb layer. What is that? What are you talking about?
Well, go ahead.
It's a crumb coat. It covers the cake.
But you can still see the cake.
Yes.
It's not like it's covering the cake. It's just enough to pick up.
Right.
Like lint on your sweater.
Just to make it smooth and so you can put a nice second coat on.
And when you put the second coat on, you don't see anything.
No.
It's just a nice coat.
Okay.
Do you have a secret menu? Anything secret that you make that people don't even know that you do, but you'll do it if they say, hey, Johnny sent me. Sharon, make me this secret cake.
You know what? No, I don't. you know, people have wanted me to try, what was it, a decade ago? Something, a champagne cake was mm-hmm. popular. So I did. I made a couple of them. I didn't like the way they tasted, mm-hmm. and I don't do them anymore. You know, there's just certain things. I don't want to mess with somebody else's recipe.
Right.
I like what I have works. It works for me, and it mm-hmm. works well, and I'm not changing things.
So how much notice you need on a cake?
At least a week.
Okay.
Especially now that I'm, you know, working completely by myself.
No one else helping you?
Well, right? I can't have Ashley in right now. She was working at the hospital COVID patients.
Yeah.
Right. And Heather has two small children, so I'm not going to take a chance I don't want to take a chance with them.
I know it's been COVID and everything's been stale and stopped and things are not moving forward, but is there anything kind of trending in the cake world that you've been noticing?
No.
No?
Wondering, how do you get the cream in the cake?
I'm sorry.
How do you get the cream in the cake? I mean, but the filling in the cake.
Inject it with something? No, it's a double layer cake.
It goes
so,
in between.
Oh, okay.
Them.
I thought you just like had like a thing that squirted.
Like a donut?
I worked at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, did
and they had the jelly donuts. So
that's
you put
how
the
they
donut
did
on the thing. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
It was like a stick with, I don't know. It's hard to, it's like a machine.
Uh-huh.
And you put the donut in there and then... I think that the machine just squirted the stuff in the donut.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
and
no, that's kinda, my, just, ours is all, it's like, it's all physical labor.
Okay. Sorry.
That's all right. It is what it is.
I sound so naive, like when I'm...
No,
you know,
well,
no.
That's what it is. You work at Dunkin' Donut?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I worked at Dunkin' Donut. That was my first job.
I wondered how they got it in
Did
there,
they
too.
Did they even bake donuts there?
You know what? They fry them.
I mean, did they fry them there?
Yeah.
Because nowadays it's all just sent out. That's another thing. Do you ever want to get bigger? Do you ever want to do other things other than cakes, like donuts or anything like that?
No,
or
I don't.
Bread or?
Nope.
No.
I'm happy with what I'm doing.
So,
because it's it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
You know?
Yeah, and the more you do, the more you need for crew and stuff.
And like I said, I have those two lovely granddaughters. Hi, Angelina. Hi, Serafina.
Get your fingers working. So, do you ever get into any contests or do anything like that?
No.
Farmers markets or anything?
You know what? We did an event through the Crete Park District. Parkapalooza it was called. but it was really hard to, you know, I don't have a refrigerator over there. It's in the right. summertime. You don't want your product to be ruined.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I did do that. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But it's just too hard to bring everything to another
logistically,
location.
Logistically, it's really tough.
Do you get customers from Northwest Indiana?
Oh, all over the place.
Excellent.
I do.
What's the furthest, you know, that they've come from to get your cake?
Gosh.
I'm curious.
Well, I know one of my cakes traveled to Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow,
New Orleans area.
Nice.
They were bringing it down for an event. My delivery area is like the Northwest Indiana. I mean, I go to Chicago. Do I like driving to Chicago with a wedding cake?
No.
No.
So you do do setups for wedding cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we're a preferred vendor for many sites, like the Lighthouse Restaurant.
Uh-huh.
We're on their preferred vendor list, and the Patrician Banquets and Dora's Banquets.
Oh.
Let's see. We have a fancy country club in Tinley Park called the Odyssey. I've been on. They opened in 94 as I did. I've been on their preferred vendor list since 94. What else?
That's nice.
There's a cool mansion in Grant Park South,
mm-hmm.
Grant Park, Illinois, called the Bennett Curtis House, and I'm the house bakery for them.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, Crete has its own Lincolnshire Country Club right in town, and I'm on their preferred vendor list as well.
Now, how do you get on those lists?
They like the product.
Yeah, and you got to be pretty dependable.
Well, yeah,
They don't want anyone to be a joke, or they won't put you on.
No.
They don't want to look bad either.
That's great.
So out of all the creations you get made, is there one thing that you look back and say, man, I'm really proud I designed that?
Oh, yes. I worked with a bride who wanted to make her own cake. She decorated, but of course the day of the wedding she couldn't. So she and I designed her cake. It actually had silk flowers, and I wish I had a picture of it, and just so many beautiful flowers coming off of it. And I don't know. I don't know what I did there.
That's okay.
It was stunning. I was so pleased with myself.
So we're sitting here with Sharon from Sharon's Custom Design Cakes out of Crete, Illinois, and we're down to the last part of the hour. Believe it or not,
wow.
It went that fast.
It did.
And I want to thank you for coming on. But I want you, before that, give out your phone number.
Okay.
Hours of operation, how people can order. You got a minute to kind of do that.
Okay. Well, I do like to talk to the people. I mean, I do take Facebook orders, but I still have questions because people don't give you all the information that you need. So I do prefer they call. My number is 708-672-6722. And then they can email me pictures through my email address. It's sharonscakes@sbcglobal.net. And then one of my former employees created my website for me with her brother. So April has it set up to where through my website they can send me information or ask me questions as well.
And everything's on to be picked up by appointment, basically?
Yes, everything is by appointment. I have nothing baked that, you know, people will call me, don't you have anything in your freezer?
Everything's fresh.
I do not. Everything is baked fresh and made to order.
Pretty impressive. How long does it take you to make a cake?
Oh, gosh. Depends on how many cakes I'm baking.
Mm.
I don't know.
Like with the one marble cake, the feature one.
Oh, okay.
The feature marble cake.
You know, to create the batter and put it in the oven and bake it. I mean, you mean start to finish?
Yeah,
hours.
Hours.
No. Hours and hours.
Hours. Because you got to go through different procedures.
Well, yeah, you got to let the cake cool.
Yeah.
I had somebody contact me at 11 in the morning on a Saturday one time and wanted to know if they could have a cake by 1 o'clock.
Crazy.
Absolutely not.
So, I know we're at the end. I wish we could keep on talking, but we can't.
Totally could.
We're at the end of the hour. I want to thank Sharon from Sharon's Custom Cakes out of Crete, Illinois, for bringing in these wonderful cupcakes. Everything tastes delicious. If you want something fresh, baked for you, not sitting around, you got a wedding coming up, a shower coming up, some kind of office coming up, well, I want you to call Sharon's Custom Cakes out of Crete and enjoy all the wonderful sweet tastes. And I want to thank you, Sharon, for joining me here on Let's Eat. And I want to wish everyone a great weekend and Yasu!